Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And to talk about the Nationals, we will talk to Andrew Golden of the Washington Post on the Beltway Blitz. Happy C.J. Abrams Day. After being acquired, sent down to AAA to get acclimated, he has been recalled. He will be in the lineup for the Nationals at Nats Park against the Cubs tonight. Give us all the details you got.
Yeah, he obviously is one of the six prospects in the Juan Soto and Josh Bell trade. Obviously a prospect they care a lot about. He played eight games at Rochester, and they decided to bring him up, obviously, with Luis Garcia's injury to his groin a couple nights ago. I think even when he was going to get called up, even if Garcia was healthy, I think the plan was for him to be the everyday shortstop, and I that process has been expedited, but I'm expecting to see him there the rest of the year.
What can you tell us about Garcia's injury? What's the timetable?
He's reportedly going to be placed in the IL. I'm assuming the 15-day IL. He had right knee soreness at the end of the Chicago series and his groin injury. He said yesterday when we talked to him that he was having trouble. He felt some pain while he was running. He could walk fine. When it comes to running, he still experiences some pain. So I'll expect him to be on the 15-day IL, and then I'm sure there'll be some rehab involved in that, too. I'm sure they're going to take a groin's kind of a hard injury to play with, so I think they'll take it easy.
Back to Abrams for just a second. What are their expectations for him the rest of this season? He's just 21. I know he's struggled some in the big leagues, but if he hadn't already graduated out of prospect status on most publications, I mean, he'd be one of the highest-regarded prospects in all the game. What are they thinking they're going to get out of him, and how do they feel about his future chances to hit for some power and to really be an impact player?
Yeah, I think the expectations are for now are just for him to be at the top of the lineup and get on base. I think the Nationals have done a lot of shuffling at the top of their order, and I think that he'd kind of be a consistent bat for them if he has the ability to do that, just get on base, produce balls in the gap. I do think the power is something that they're expecting a little bit farther down the line, but it's something he has shown in the minors at times. So I think that's something that's gonna be down the line. But I think just producing at the top of the order every day. And also playing solid defense. Obviously, we know that Luis Garcia, defensively at shortstop hasn't been the smoothest. But Abrams is expected to be a really strong defensive player. So I think just getting that consistency defensively and hitting for average at the top of the lineup.
He can fly. He's as fast as nearly anybody in the bigs. Hasn't translated a ton yet into stolen bases, although I'm at small sample at the major league level. I mean, who knows what San Diego's philosophy was in terms of running him a lot. But is that going to translate into him stealing a bunch of bags and being that kind of dynamic top-of-the-order player?
Yeah, I think that the Nationals haven't done that as much this year either, but I do think they had the speed on the bases. Robles has been kind of sneaky good this year, so he's been on. I would expect to see him steal bases too, and for the Nationals to be aggressive. I know a lot of the time they kind of be careful at the top of the order, especially with Soto and Bell. You don't want to run yourself off the bases with them, with them hitting. But I would expect to see him steal some bases too. I would expect to see that translate for sure.
Going back to Luis Garcia for a moment, who's on the injured list, made room for Abrams, as you referenced. What did we learn this season? We know that he can't play shortstop. That's a given, and I think the Nats will now stop saying anything other than that he's a second baseman of the future. But they have something here. I mean, they developed a guy who can hit, who's got fast hands and good wrists and some bat speed. What do we think about him moving forward?
Oh, yeah. He can hit. I mean, he's proved that this year that he can hit the MLB level. The one thing that we also discovered with that is that he's not going to walk. Like, he only had, I believe he only has four walks this season. So he can get on base a lot with hitting, but I do think, in the future, him maybe being a little bit more selective at the plate might be better. He can definitely hit with the best of them. I do see him as a second baseman. I think the fact that Dave Martinez said before even Abrams was called up today, he said last week that he wanted Abrams to be the everyday shortstop. So that kind of tells you how they feel about Garcia's defense. So I think he shifts to second base. I think the hope for the Nationals is that he and Abrams can kind of be, the middle infield of the future. I think the takeaways again from this year, he can hit, he doesn't walk, but he can hit, and the defense has to improve.
Andrew, I want to ask you about K-Bur Ruiz quickly. I was thrilled to see that couple homer game here over this past week. And I've argued that, you know, the bat to ball skills are there, and we've seen that. He doesn't strike out a ton. I think that power's coming. That was probably a pretty encouraging sign there for the rookie.
Yeah, and I think he and the hitting coach Darnell Coles have been working on some things in the cage to kind of unlock some of that power more. I think getting his hands through the ball inside pitches more is something that they kind of stressed to him. And I think it's kind of what you saw in those two home runs, is him getting around those inside fastballs, loading a bit earlier to kind of get his timing down better. So, yeah, I'm sure that's been his goal and his plan, to hit more home runs. When we were in Chicago, we were sitting in the dugout, and I asked him how he thought the season was going. He was like, "It's good, but like I need more homers." So I think he's aware of it. The team is aware of it. I would not be surprised if he hits some more before the end of the season.
Andrew Golden, Washington Post, Nats beat here on the Beltway Blitz. All right, let's leave it here. Soto Bell came back, got some really nice ovations, huge turnouts over the weekend, some of the largest crowds of the season. What'd you make of the last 3 days?
Yeah, it was kind of a whirlwind. I mean, I'd never seen that many reporters out there for one player, but yeah, they got the attention of obviously everybody, and the fans are super receptive to both of them. Obviously Juan had shown a lot of love for them with the return video as well. It was a great weekend. I think it was good on both sides. Honestly, a good series. The Nationals obviously lost another series, but I do think it was overall pretty competitive series for the most part.
Andrew, always appreciate the time, man. Talk soon.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.